Waking up. Our spectacular human ingenuity gave us fire, agriculture, language, self-awareness, art, intellect, spiritual awe, nations, science, books, fossil fuels, extended lives, technology, and money. Likewise, our economic system has performed miracles for many. But our ingenuity and our economic successes have led us to a dead end. We know we have deep and complex challenges to address. The list is long, depressing, and to many of us, well known. Our most fundamental problem is that humanity has overreached the carrying capacity of nature. The results of that overreach are all around us. Global warming, ocean acidification, widespread species extinction, epic self-inflicted environmental damage like the BP Deepwater Horizon oil spill, and the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear disaster. Dangerous externalities are too often legal or even subsidized as part of, quote, business as usual, unquote. High-priced lobbying keeps tax revenues subsidizing damaging industries instead of incentivizing newer, cleaner technologies. Rather than rewarding goods, like labor, we tax them, while allowing bads, like pollution, to happen free of charge and with impunity. It's a grotesque caricature of the ideal of capitalism, which is supposed to reward effort and innovation. One 2010 study by the London consultancy True Cost found that the top 3,000 corporations caused $2.2 trillion U.S. dollars in environmental and social damage in 2008 alone, all externalized onto the commons and untaxed. This is madness. We must begin to intelligently degrowth to reset the balance. Infinite growth is a fantasy. The Earth can no longer support our species in blindly expanding, dominating, and accumulating. There are other profound challenges. Violence against women, human trafficking, and slavery remain rampant. Estimates say approximately 45 million people live as slaves worldwide as of 2016. Racism is resurgent in North America and Europe. These phenomena have been worsened by the sharp increase in poverty and inequity in recent decades. From 2002 to 2010, the wealth of the world's billionaires increased at the same rate as that of the poorest 50% of the population. In only 5 years between 2009 and 2014, the wealth of the bottom half of the global population declined, while that of the world's billionaires doubled. Just 42 billionaires control the same wealth as 3.7 billion people, nearly half the planet's population. The wealthiest 1% have more money than the other 99% combined.